Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Welcome back. Comedian Tony Rock hanging out with us this morning. Tony, welcome back.
Good morning,
back.
Everyone.
Good to see you, man.
Good to be back.
When's the last time? Year or so? Maybe? Year and a half?
Year.
It's been longer than that, Colin.
Three? Really?
It's been three?
Yeah.
Yeah, because last time he's been scheduled, but he had to cancel because he had
TV.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, we never cancel; we just reschedule.
That's right.
We never cancel. Right.
He's a man of his word.
Losing money.
We were. Tony's at the Funny Bone this weekend. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow. FunnyBoneOmaha.com, and we were just talking off the air about you're pitching another show in L.A.
Yeah,
and how the acting thing is tough because. There's so many networks and so many shows, and I just saw that you were on Living Biblically, as it looks like a regular.
Yeah, I was.
I didn't watch the show.
I was on all 12 episodes.
Yeah, I didn't watch the show. Did you like it?
I had a great time shooting it. The cast was great. Cameron Manheim, Ian Gomez.
I remember the promos for it and everything. Yeah. Now, we've asked this before. When shows get canceled, I've heard even like the main guys never get calls. You just find out through the media. Did you find out it was canceled?
Well, we shot the pilot, and then we didn't get an immediate pickup. So the next season started,
and
we were still waiting to get a word.
Yeah.
And then Does it start with a bunch of rumors?
Yeah.
A little buzz around the set?
Because of the ratings?
Like, less of the network people start coming to the set.
You feel it coming.
When the show starts, the whole network is there. It's like their baby. Everybody's there, from president all the way down.
Right.
Yeah. And you can tell when they're losing interest.
Less people weekly, and it's like, okay, we check. I never check the ratings because I think, you know, that isn't a real description of whether or not people like a show.
No, it doesn't really. No.
Seinfeld was going to get canceled before they said, hey, let's just give it a few more
summer
weeks.
Summer replacement. Seinfeld would have been canceled. Nowadays, it'd been canceled because they wouldn't give it a chance.
Family Guy actually got canceled, and they brought it back.
It was funny because we were early Family Guy fans, like a lot of people were, but it went away. And then actually Seth MacFarlane, who doesn't have to call anybody, called our show when they rebooted that.
Right.
And then it just blew up again.
Well, I think he was selling.
You know, MASH got no ratings. That would have been canceled. Cheers.
And that was what, 20-something season?
Yeah, and Cheers was like the lowest rated show for the first whole season.
But MacFarlane called us because he was pimping the DVD sets.
Yes.
And those sold so well
that they brought back the show.
It got Fox's attention and they brought it back.
So where can we find Living Biblically on DVD?
I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe in the barbershop somewhere. Sure, there's a guy in a barbershop.
I don't even own a DVD player anymore. I guess I could put it in my Xbox.
Yeah.
You can watch it there.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. He's doing comedy, and that's what he likes the best. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. See Tony this weekend. But you already said you got a project in L.A., right? You can't talk about it?
No, I can talk about it. I have two shows that I'm taking out to pitch.
Okay.
One is like a Travel Channel kind of show. It's called Tony Rocks the World.
Okay.
So it's just me in the most remote places for whatever festival. So I go to Toronto for Caravana.
Okay.
I go to Pamplona, Spain for Running of the Bulls.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I go to...
Will you October do the Bulls thing, or have you done it yet?
No, we haven't taped it. The pitch is that I go there... I talk to the historian and get the story of the event.
Don't get your ass gored in Pamplona, though.
I drink the beer and wear the lederhosen and whatever.
That'd be great, man. Yeah, I think that would work.
So it's just me in weird places around the world.
Yeah. Okay.
So far, so good. Pitches are going great.
And this is your idea and you own it?
Yeah.
So you're not beholden to anybody else?
Nope, not at all.
Oh, that's the way it would
be a different point of view, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Just because I have a lot of friends in Brooklyn that have never been anywhere.
Oh yeah, and it's like, anybody lives in any kind of town,
see the world, yeah. Man, you got to get out. Like, you know, I have friends that don't even have passports.
And but they live
in New York.
Yeah,
it's like, right. You got to get out and see the world.
Do they even go to Manhattan?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. You know how you get.
If I'm buying, yeah. They go to Manhattan. Hey, dinner's on me. That's any town.
Even when people have a couple bucks, sometimes they don't leave.
Yeah,
they
got to see the world.
Yeah. No, there are a lot of
changes
people that.
Well, you want to see the world on somebody's dime too, don't you?
Right, and to get paid for it as well. But to see to travel and see the world changes your perspective on very.
I hope it makes it because I want to see you running with the Bulls.
Absolutely.
Yes,
I want to see you running with the Bulls with a GoPro screaming. As a Bulls coming right at your ass.
I don't understand people who don't have any wanderlust at all. Don't want to travel at all. They're perfectly happy where they are. And there's plenty of them.
But, you know, you could actually hop in a car in Brooklyn and be anywhere up and down the East Coast within hours. Yeah.
That was the thing. When I was living in Brooklyn, it was the first friend that got a car, we were all over the place. We would just jump in a car. An hour to Philly.
Yeah, everything's hour and a half. I'll come back that way. And you're right. Everything's so close. Here, it's not an hour to anywhere. Don't drive an hour out of Omaha. You won't be anywhere.
Where would I be, in Lincoln?
You might be in Lincoln. Yeah, you go west, you'll be in the middle of an Iowa cornfield. East, excuse me. All right. Who's this? You looking at a phone call?
No, I'm trying to set up my computer.
Okay, got it. All right.
It crashed on me.
All right. Tony Rock with us. Hi, Colleen.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Morning.
Good to see
Happy
you.
Happy to have Tony back.
Yeah, he's a funny dude, man. And a good guy, too.
Thank you, sir.
No, you are. You're really good. We meet a lot of dicks, and you're not one of them.
Well, except he is friends with Bill Blank.
Who's one? Give me one.
Oh, you know Billy?
Yeah, that's my guy.
Oh, really?
Guy.
Really? Does he open for you sometimes?
He does, yes.
He was just here last week.
You know what he does? He'll see my schedule like, hey, bro, I see you're going to be in Dallas. Yeah. You know, whatever. So, yeah. I see you're going to be in Cleveland. Yeah. Would you like to have a white boy open for you? I'm like, sure, Billy, come on. Let's get it.
So that's how that works. He reaches out to you.
Yeah.
And
he trolls your schedule?
We were in Kansas City once, and I think it was the last show of the weekend, and we go to get a drink, and there's some girl at the bar, and I start talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
And we exchange pleasantries, and she walks away and starts talking to her friend, and she tells her friend, I think I'm going to go back to the hotel with him. And Billy hears it, and he's like, dude, you're in there, dude.
Yeah.
She says she's going back to the hotel with you. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't mean I'm in there. I got to still see how this plays out,
because
she could be going back to the hotel to rob me. White guys think it's all good. Black guys are still spectacle.
Yeah. She had never thought about that. Yeah.
Skeptical of everybody.
So what happened?
She came back.
All right.
And robbed me.
And robbed you. Of course she did.
She didn't rob me.
So I take it you're still single.
Yes.
You have a special lady.
There
you go.
Yeah.
In Brooklyn?
Yeah. In L.A.
Oh, good. You keep her away then. Yeah.
Do you have more than one special lady?
No.
No.
That's crap.
You don't say stuff like that on air.
Yes, you do.
I'll tell you guys when we go to commercial. Talk about my exploits when we go to break.
All right, you can do that. Craig, you want to join the program? What can Tony talk with us about, man?
Well, a new report says Kevin Hart's car crash was caused by reckless driving, although that's kind of what
that's
it looked like.
That's how car crashes happen, right?
Yeah. That's what it
But who was reckless driving?
Yeah, that's the kid.
His buddy.
I mean, obviously, you're probably in the know more than we are here, Tony. Since you probably know some of the players.
Yeah.
I mean, we met Kevin years ago, but we're not friends by any means.
They say the driver quickly accelerated while turning, causing a tire to lose control.
Here's the part I never understood about this, and Tony can share or not. Is it every time I saw Kevin Hart's wife after that, she acted like, yeah, he'll be fine, and she looked pissed off.
She didn't seem too concerned.
And I don't no idea there's anything else going on there. And that's just speculating because he's a famous guy.
Well, who was in the car?
His buddy and one other girl.
Yeah,
but they
one other girl.
But they said the other girl was the buddy's girlfriend.
Nobody famous.
Okay,
yeah, he was the only famous one in the
sounds kind of Chappaquiddicky to me.
Yeah, that's what
sounds very Chappaquiddicky.
Especially if you saw, like I said, I don't know
the mad wife. Right?
The wife
only
looks,
one of the
thank you. If you see the photo, the wife's walking through some, and this is literally, he's still in the hospital, and it sounds like he's in bad shape. And she's looking at the camera, I saw it on TMZ, and she's going, he'll be fine, and she just walks on.
Yeah,
it didn't
chappy.
Sound like
kind of chappy.
That's a great one. Kind of chappy. Chappy. Yeah.
I've never heard
Chappaquiddicky. Yeah. That's a new verb.
No, it'd be an adjective.
That'd be a noun.
Never heard it as an adjective.
Yeah,
before.
You're right. It is an adjective.
Chappaquiddicky.
So. One other woman in the car. Okay, well, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't
and it was an old car, right? So old cars don't have the same.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, he just bought a brand new. It was a muscle car, an old school
Barracuda.
Muscle car.
It was like a Barracuda.
Right.
And they don't have the shoulder strap.
No shoulder.
Seat belts.
Yeah, not the safety features.
Right. And by the way, he's probably lucky it was a Barracuda too.
Yeah,
though,
but that thing's
it
like
didn't
a tank,
collapse.
Right?
Yeah, they're steel. Yeah.
If that was a Tesla, we'd be like, talking.
No, he'd be gone. So I'm glad he's alive. But you know, he had that problem with a video coming out of having sex with other girls when his wife was pregnant. So I'm guessing
she just doesn't want to be talked to about him, probably.
No, probably not.
It's like that's two times where the story was on him and it wasn't a good story.
No, not at all. Exactly.
She's probably done with the media.
Do you know her?
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. We're not best friends by any
means. I know. Okay. Yeah. Do you know her?
She sees me in the mall. She'll say, hey, Tony.
Do you know her?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
My wife was asking if this is the guy we were in the catacombs with. We hung out at Comic Strip Live. It was your brother.
In New York?
Jordan.
In New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But we weren't hanging out with you. We were down.
You hung out in Comic Strip Live with Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I don't think I'm supposed to tell this, but it's a dungeon.
Oh, no, downstairs. Yeah, yeah. You were smoking with Jordan.
Yeah. That's what we were doing.
If you were downstairs at the Comic Strip, you were either doing one of
two
things.
Tony can say you were smoking with him, and you can't.
You were doing one of two things if you were downstairs at the Comic Strip. And Jordan smokes a lot.
That's what we were doing.
Jordan will smoke you out, as he calls
it. So does Todd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How many siblings you got?
A lot.
Yeah?
A lot.
It's like eight, right?
Do you have a number?
I have a number? I just say a lot because I have seven brothers and two sisters, but two of them aren't from my parents. So I have two friends that were like family friends that were so close.
They
called them siblings.
They were kind of absorbed into the family.
Right.
All right.
So when you ask, depending on what sibling you ask, you'll get a different number.
Got it.
But okay. I count everybody.
You count everybody. Yeah. All right.
You're all about family.
All right.
You're very inclusive.
I'm all like somebody might make it, and I'll take pride in I claimed you.
Yeah.
What would you say if one of the non-blood ones gets in trouble? I don't know. That's
yeah, not really.
Not really.
I'll be walking through the mall like Kevin Hart's wife. Like, she'll be fine. She's not really my sister.
Is anybody in the family not funny?
No.
I think we've asked you that before.
No.
I wouldn't think. I think everybody's going to have some
uncles,
sense of humor.
Aunts,
everybody.
Grandma,
I was just talking about siblings. But
no, everybody.
That would suck to be like one of nine kids. And
doesn't have the gift.
Yeah, exactly. That would totally
but
suck.
But someone is the least funny of the Rock family.
Well, they're all
who would be the least funny? That's a good question.
Yeah.
Least, probably Andre.
Okay. Yeah.
Probably Andre.
What's Andre do for a living?
He's a truck driver.
Okay, good.
He's a big dude.
He's not in comedy.
Like,
okay.
He doesn't really, like, right. Comedy is like kind of soft to him, you know.
Got it. All right.
He'd rather fight than, you know.
Okay. Does he think you have a real job?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. He's like a real, he's
real dude.
Boots and, you know, flannel shirt guy.
Okay.
Needs a chunk of bread with every meal. He's that guy.
A roll.
Where's my roll? His kids are all tough because he doesn't like give them the tender. They fall. Get up. Like, he's 6 months, Andre. He's 6 months. Get up.
Eat your roll.
His stuff's a roll in a bottle. Get it through the nipple. Yeah, he'd probably be the least funny.
Okay.
Everybody else is super funny.
All right.
Out of Pittsburgh, Steeler fan posted a homework assignment for first graders. Ladoti Whiters, or Witters, posted a picture of the assignment on her Facebook page. The assignment involved two people named Tom and Rob running. Now, keep in mind, this is for first graders.
Right. Tom and Rob running.
Yeah. It says, Tom will run. He will run from the cop. Tom will run with Rob. They will not stop. Look at the cop. The cop has a big mop.
This is Dr.
What
Seuss.
Will he do with the mop? Tom falls on a log. Rob falls in the pond. Get them, yells the cop to his dog. The dog gets Tom and Rob. Rob's socks is wet from the pond.
So what's the clincher?
The Pittsburgh Public Schools have now called this assignment inappropriate.
does a cop shoot them?
That's it. I've given you the entirety of the story. That is the whole story for the first graders.
Are Rob and Tom ethnic?
I've given you the entirety of the story.
No, I thought it was like a Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski kind of thing.
That
first,
is the entirety of the story. And they're supposed to do a couple of things. You know, supposed to read it three times, find this word, find that word. You know, that sort of thing. What did Tom fall on? What are they running from? That, you know, they have to answer those questions.
Did the teacher write that out, or was it a book?
It seems to be from a book.
Oh, it's a who, what, where, when, why? Break it down kind of thing?
Yeah.
But I love
teaching the first graders to read and comprehend.
And sick the dog on them.
Told the dog to get them that.
Yes!
I'm thinking Tom and Robba Black.
Yeah, I am too. That's where I thought this was leading.
I'm giving you everything that they have. First of all, Rob's socks is wet from the pond.
Is wet. It is wet? Is that what
it says? That's what it says. I did not make that up.
Is wet?
Yeah.
Is wet. That's
Rob's socks is wet.
Yeah.
Yes. That's also not proper.
Yeah. Wow. Improper conjugation.
Oh, is it wrong so the kids will find it? Like, oh,
I'm not, that one I'm not sure on. I don't see the entire page there.
I hope so, because you're teaching kids to say is wet.
Yeah.
And even in Pittsburgh, they don't say it that way.
Yeah. Well, in Pittsburgh, you know what's worse than that? You're teaching kids to say Tom and Rob.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a Steeler fan. Screw those guys.
I'm a Steeler fan.
Oh, that's right. I think you mentioned it before, yeah.
So Pittsburgh Public Schools says the worksheet is
maybe that's
not.
What it was. They're chasing Brady and Gronk with a dog. I have no problem with that.
Right. I thought that was coming in at some point.
The worksheet is not a part of the district's curriculum or intervention programs, according to the Pittsburgh Public Schools.
And no longer will be.
Wow.
Yeah.
In other sports.
Rob's got a crack pipe. Says it in there. Sick 'em.
And then there's the story of the family out of South Carolina. Well, I'm sorry, the family that was visiting South Carolina. They were walking along Fripp Island when they saw a trash bag.
That's beautiful. I know that
package. I know that. Yeah. Floating in the water. So they went and got it. They dragged it onto the beach. They took it to their rental place in a golf cart. A little bit later, sliced it open and discovered, well, that's full of cocaine.
Wow.
Once again, how many pounds was it?
A lot. 44 pounds.
Oh, and so they handed
20
you,
keys.
So they
20 kilos.
And I found 19 keys
that's
of coke.
It.
Right.
That's what that was.
Right.
Here's your 50. And I'm going to extend this vacation for the rest of my life.
We've always joked about this. When people find the amount of drugs, you only hand in a pound light. But with Tony, it'd be a bunch of pounds.
Yeah, I found one key. And if you'll excuse me, my jet's leaving.
I'm pretty moderate. I could make a key last a long time.
Well, you also sell it and extend your vacation.
Right.
True.
Right.
Officials are working to determine the origin.
I wonder how many people, you know, there are people that.
You know whose coke that was? Tom and Rob.
That's why they're running.
That's why his socks is wet.
But we always discuss this. If we ran into a situation like that, I would just assume that this is too good to be true.
I disagree. I don't think
somebody's keeping an eye on me, and if I keep that cocaine, they're going to kill me.
They're going to leave a random thing of cocaine on a beach for no reason. Leave it there for no reason, and a random family finds it, and they're going to kill them. That makes no sense. They would go get the cocaine if they were watching.
No, they were looking for the cocaine. You happened across it, and you just decided to take it, and they were kind of
well.
On your
once
trail.
Again, you don't try to sell it in. Fripp Island, you go back.
Well, that's when you got to go back and check, like, Coast Guard.
You wait for a while. Yeah. You sit on it for a while.
You got to check, like, the Coast Guard's last few
Look
runs.
Look at you guys plotting.
I know.
Nothing.
Yeah, I know. One of the things we never take into account is every time we do these stories, and Tony's on our side here, we never take into account the family goes, oh, that's cocaine. Let's call the cops and get away. We always go, what can we do with it? Right. When it's weed, coke, or nothing, what can we do with this?
There's got to be other options.
Yeah. The wife is probably like, let's turn it in. Husband's like, wait. Hold up. Let's think this through now.
Tony Rock, funnybonomaha.com. For dates across the country, Tony, how do they find your other dates?
TonyRockComedy.com, Tony Rock on Twitter, Tony Rock on Instagram.
And with us for another hour, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.